Good morning. This is Dave Dickey with a look at the commodity markets for our opening commodity market report for this Tuesday morning. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.70 and three quarters, down 3 3/4 on the open. September, 4.81, down 2 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 4.75, down 4.5 on the open. September, 4.87, down 5.5. December, 4.99, down 4 on the open. July corn opened at 376.5, down 4.5 on the open. September, 376.25, down 5. December, 374.5, down 5 3/4. March, 385.5, down 4 3/4. May, 392, down 5.5. July, 397.5, down 4.5. December, 391.5, down 3 3/4 on the open. July beans opened at 797.5, down 3 on the open. August, 804, down 3 1/4. September, 811.5, down 3. November, 827, down 2 1/4. January, 835, down 4. March, 844, unchanged. May, 847, unchanged. July, 854, down 2 3/4 on the open. July soybean meal open at 214.60, down 90 on the open. August, 217, down 90. July soybean oil opened at 35.15, down 11 on the open. August, 35.40, down 11. At the Merck May feeders, open at 108.80, down 12.5 on the open. August, 114, up 30. September, 113.70, up 35. October, 112.75, up 20 on the open. June live cattle opened at 93.90, up 30 on the open. August, 94.10, up 70. October, 97.20, up 35. December, 96.80, up 20 on the open. June lean hogs opened at 75.40, up 7.5 on the open. July, 74.35, up 2.5. August, 73.60, down 17.5. October, 65.90, down 5 on the open. And July pork bellies opened at 102.80. Down 40 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
What did the trade make of NASA's ratings from yesterday afternoon?
Well, of course, they were higher than expected. We were off to a great start, and the windshield-type review of the crops, you'd have to say that they are looking great out there right now. Once you get east of the Mississippi, though, why, most all of them are pretty much in need of a drink pretty soon. We're seeing cracking ground over here, and some beans are laying in dry dirt. One of the things that was brought up was, we were done the, 62% emerged, which basically means that there's still a third of the crop that's underground, and that's the part that's having trouble coming through and having trouble dealing with. And so we erased about half our gains last night, and, this morning it's holding steady with that.
So let's look a little bit longer term, and let's look at the June WASDE report. Based on the numbers that we had today, would you suspect that corn at 947 million bushels for ending stocks is going to go up?
Well, I think that we all know, Dave, that the fact of the matter is it could go up. The fact coming in is what's the weather going to be? I think Allendale stuck out another weather report this morning that showed the July to September moisture in our area here in east Mississippi, and especially in some areas of Indiana, in that area with below to much below normal moisture. And if that happens, we're going to have trouble having, increasing that number. We're looking at three different weather events coming in over the next about 10 days and how much rain they do drop on the eastern Corn Belt and what's happening there. And also the rain events in Russia and in China are very important to whether we see those see the prices continue to move, Dave.
We've seen this week thus far a little bit of unwinding of the bull spreading from last week. Is that going to continue this week?
Well, I think that it slowed down a lot after yesterday and last night especially. But we will probably see a little bit of that. But we're still seeing very tight hands. The farmers are not moving this grain right now. We're seeing the basis levels, staying and tell us that it is. Of course, this week's grain shipments didn't tell us that, like the sales from last week told us, too, that things are moving along in the market either. So a little disappointing numbers as far as the export numbers yesterday.
The index fund roll for July contracts begin in about 2 weeks. Are fund managers going to roll into September, or are we going to see a lot of July corn sold?
I would imagine that in the next 2 weeks that these big fund managers are going to be looking a lot at the rainfall totals, Dave, and that. Number one. And number two, if we look at what the ethanol margins yesterday, I think they're about a dollar a bushel here now. If they're still very bullish, the energy as far as that goes, we will probably see them roll.
In old crop soybeans, we saw prices above $8 yesterday, although it banged into 805 in the first minute of trading and never got there again. It was 805, 806 stiff resistance at this point?
Oh, technically it is, of course, Dave. That's been there and has been there for the last couple of weeks. So it is resistance. We're going to be taking a look at that. Will things change so we can bump? Go back and bump through that. Of course, it's yet to be seen, but it does have tough resistance up in that level.
Can you rationalize why old crop soybeans should rise higher?
No. Other than following the corn, number one, and the biodiesel and the ideas for next year, and the idea that a lot of times bull markets our inverted markets are basically that way. But as far as looking at the supplies for the old crop, fundamentally there is no good reason for old crop to be rallying first. It should be looking at the new crop and trying to buy acres, Dave.
Turn your attention to the wheat. I hear that the harvest has started. Are we going to have harvest pressure?
Well, yeah, of course we're going to have some harvest pressure. Basically, as we get into it, some of the early yields have been a little better than what was possibly expected. And as we get to some of the different places, we're going to be watching very close to see if and when, how much damage was done by that Easter weekend frost. And, so far the indications are that the yield looks as good or maybe a tad better than what they were hoping for.
And that takes into account Wayne reports where one-third of the berries didn't produce?
We're yet to see what is going to be happening with the yields, but there's going to be some areas that the yields might look better because some of the areas were tore up, too, because the worst is not there anymore.
All right, then. What advice do you have for producers today?
I think that we have to somewhat sit on our hands for today, Dave, and see what the weather forecast looks like, and if we are going to see some rainfall. We can possibly fall another 10 cents here on a decent rain, but if it doesn't rain, we're probably going to do just the opposite to the upside.
So where are you in your advice for producers in terms of sold, and what is your next target?
I think we're anywhere from 20 to 40% sold, depending on the individual, Dave, that way. The next target is not going to be a price as much as it's going to be the weather situation and when we see something happen that way. I think that we're looking for the weather pattern to change to be a little bit wetter east of the Mississippi before we make our next sales.
Turn your attention to the Merc. What are you seeing there today?
The Merc has been very quiet so far this morning. We've inched a little bit lower now since the open. We're down about 20 to 30 cents in the cattle. The hogs continue to be under a little bit of pressure. We've had some good cutout news as far as the cattle went, and not quite as many placements. So, we look for the cattle to stage a little bit of a comeback here in about a week or two.
Heading into the Memorial Day barbecue, I take it.
Yes.
Thank you, Wayne. Have a grand day today.
You too.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. In Kansas City, July wheat 470 down 4.5. September 480 down 3.25. December 495.5 down 2 and three quarters. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 473, down 6.5. September 485.5, down 7. December 496.5, down 6.5. Now down 6 at 497 even. July corn 377.5, now 378, down 3. September 375.5, down 5.75. December 374, down 6.25, now down 6.75. At 374, now 374, down 6.25. July beans at 797.5, down 3. August 805, down 2.25. November 820, 6.75, down 2.25, now down 2.75. July soybean meal 218.10, and that's up 60. July soybean oil 34.91, down 35. You're listening to WILO Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock.